Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
All right, every single day at this time, we hold up the headlines today. Heidi Hummel, you're ready to get our snark and our fun holding up the headlines. Let's do it.
You heard it live on KTAR.
I do believe at this time that the attack was random. However, we have not concluded our investigation into that.
Phoenix police say 29-year-old Lauren Heike was likely killed at random but not sexually assaulted by her alleged killer, Zion William Teasley. Lieutenant James Hester explained how Teasley was found.
We collected several items of evidence and several hours of video. As a result, we were able to develop a forensic profile on our suspect, additional images identifying our suspect, cell tower evidence placing him in the immediate area.
Phoenix police do not yet know a motive, but are currently working with the Maricopa County Attorney's Office to help determine charges. Teasley was booked on first-degree murder. For more details and video on this shocking case, head to KTAR.com.
But now it's time for Holding Up the Headlines. We're doing it right now with
Holding Up the Headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
We're starting our Cinco de Mayo party a little bit earlier here today. It's a horrible situation. There's a lot about the guy that is a mystery that has gotten out. And I think we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But it's not random, but at the same time, kind of knew her and wanted to look like her.
Yeah. And like the concept of like, okay, we can say that it was random, but to turn around and follow her, it's not like this was completely unprovoked.
No, there's a lot to this, and we're going to find out more and more. And he has been in some trouble in the past for several different things, and it's served time. 13 felony charges, some of them for kidnapping.
As a 22-year-old.
Wow, it's a horrible situation, the loss of a life. We're holding up the headlines.
New this afternoon, the vacancy for ousted Republican House member Liz Harris has been filled less than a month after her expulsion.
After interviewing three nominees provided by the Arizona Republican Party, which included Harris, the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors appointed Julie Willoughby. Jack Sellers represents LD-13 on the Board of Supervisors and spoke to each nominee.
We discussed Proposition 400, homelessness, water, and of course, elections.
Willoughby previously lost the race for the seat during the 2022 election. The appointment passed in a 4-1 vote, with the only Democratic supervisor, Steve Gallardo, voting no. Taylor Tassler, KTAR News.
Yeah, Gallardo said, I can't vote for anybody who can't denounce the big lie. But Willoughby with the win. Harris, sorry, and we were joking earlier that they interviewed all of them, and you were like, well, what were the interviews like? Well, they wore shoes.
Yeah, what were the stipulations? They came with shoes on.
Nobody hissed at me.
Nobody barked.
So Willoughby is the winner in this situation.
Elections. Of course you asked about elections.
Well, Steve, are you going to steal? Are you going to get inside the sidekick, Steve? Are you going to get inside any more trash cans? Are we done with that? So, Willoughby, congratulations. You're the winner of whatever it is that you've won. We're holding up the headlines.
Arizona's immigration crisis.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas visited the southern border today to view the border situation ahead of the end of Title 42 next week. He says migrants are being misled by smugglers and arriving at the border only to be turned away.
We are working within a broken immigration system that for decades has been in dire need of reform. That is a fact about which everyone agrees.
Mayorkas says there are lawful pathways into the country being created to help migrants enter legally.
First of all, let's just all agree with this. Alejandro Mayorkas, you are the worst at this ever in the history of forever. And I think we can all agree on that. They are going to get here, and on the 11th, they're going to start. And they're going to come, and they're going to come in waves and droves. They're already doing it, and the Border Patrol is talking about the record numbers they're getting on a daily basis now. And yes, they are being, well, they're not being misled, because the asylum is in, it's a law. They got every right to apply for asylum.
Well, and at the end of the day, if they see what's happening, why wouldn't they take advantage of it?
Absolutely. Well, I would. I tell everybody that. And you're not going to apply in a country that you live in if you know you're not going to be allowed to get asylum. You'd rather come here and have several years inside of the country and set up roots and do stuff than wait in a place that you already don't want to be. It is, I'm telling you, it's going to be ugly no matter what the weird guy at Santa Cruz County says. We're holding up the headlines.
KTAR Eyes on the Economy. Where are the men? Male workforce participation has been on a steady decline since 1990, according to Common Sense Institute Arizona. If the same rate of men were working now, Arizona would have nearly 300,000 more people filling jobs.
It's all your fault.
I took all their jobs? People want to listen to me, so they just hang out. You know what it is, though? And this is one of the things when people talk about where are the men. Some of them are losers and they're sitting at home. A lot of people of side hustle. They're not getting paychecks every day. They don't consider themselves as employed like a regular paycheck. They've side hustled and have several different gigs and where they make money, it's not the same kind of thing. But yeah, there's some losers out there.
So many side hustles that they just have no form of showing that they're employed.
Well, think about it. If you work for something like an Uber, right? You're a contractor. So you're in theory not employed. You're self-employed. Maybe you sell stuff on eBay. Maybe you sell baseball cards or people make money out there. They're doing something. And the other part is, again, there's a lot of losers out there. Let's not pretend there's not a lot of guys out there that just have no want to do something.
You don't have to tell me.
I know you know. Goodness me, I know you know. Her husband's probably going, what is she talking about?
We're holding up. No, he's wonderful. He's fully employed, don't worry.
We're holding up the headlines.
Phoenix Suns run to the championship.
Suns and Denver Nuggets square off tonight at Footprint Center with Denver holding a two-game lead in their best-of-seven series. The Suns are down point guard Chris Paul. Devin Booker says that puts more on everybody else's plates.
Just, control what you can control. You know, we all wish injuries weren't a part of it.
Game 3 is tonight at 7. You can hear the call on 98.7 FM, the Arizona Sports app, and arizonasports.com.
I wish injuries were not a part of it.
Yeah, I think everybody wishes that on all sides. I mean, but they are a part of it. And he turns 38 tomorrow. He's got a groin injury. And we've talked about the fact that those things can be persnickety, if you will.
Well, and the injuries seem to add up quickly for Chris Paul at the end of the season.
Get older.
Yeah, makes sense.
Look, that's the reality of age. You know who never loses? Father Time. Not yet. A Silicon Valley's going to figure it out, but Father
AI
Time.
AI will fix that.
And go back 20 years. You had very few guys that were in their 30s, late 30s, mid-30s,
correct,
playing
it's
basketball the way
game.
They do.
All I got to say is that the Suns are winning tonight. I will put my name on it.
All right. She's put her name on it. Allie, we're going to hold her to it. If Monday they don't win,
and won't Sunday be here they Monday,
don't
win, but
don't worry. We're going to call you out everywhere on the radio. So be prepared for that. All right. We're holding up the headlines for every single day. Brought to you by CarolHasTheBuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold, guaranteed realty.